Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
This is Joy 94.9's Family Matters podcast, your light-hearted look at parenthood and rainbow families, sponsored by Berry Street. Did you know that Berry Street seeks members of our LGBTI communities to become foster carers? Not only do they have a proud tradition of training and embracing LGBTIQ carers, they officially support marriage equality. Learn more now at berrystreet.org.au, a proud Joy sponsor for over 5 years.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Nichols Family Lawyers, family law advice for the LGBTI community you can trust. We have expertise in all areas of law relating to rainbow families, including surrogacy, sperm and egg donation agreements, adoption, co-parenting arrangements, and arrangements for children after separation. Mention Joy and receive a free 30-minute consultation. Find out more and get in touch at nicholslaw.com.au. Nichols Family Lawyers are a proud Joy sponsor.
You gotta see the baby. When are you gonna see the baby?
Family Matters.
It is. It's Family Matters. It's my favourite hour of the week, Family Matters on Joy 94.9. I'm joined by the very lovely producer, Gina. Hello.
I'm still digesting from Easter, David.
Oh, don't even mention Easter to me. I have eaten about 5 kilos of chocolate, and that was just Good Friday.
I wish it was just the chocolate, because I'm Greek, as I have told everyone a million times. I'm from a big Greek family. But we don't do just Easter eggs. It is full on. Like, we cooked not a lamb on the spit. We did the kebab on the spit. We did so many carb, like...
I saw your social media. There was a lot of food there to feed an army.
Yes, but tonight is family night on Joy 94.9. We invite you to come in and have a conversation tonight. It's all about families. It's all about siblings.
Yes, and we're coinciding with the Star Observer May edition, which is... it's titled We Are Family. So we've got Matthew Wade and his twin sister Renee in, who both live within the rainbow community.
Yes, they're not the only gay in that village. So we're chatting with them and we're going to be just having lots of fun tonight. Yep. Hopefully digesting food. I probably need one of those drinks with fizzy stuff in it.
Definitely will. It's Gina and myself, David, taking you through the next hour. You're listening to Family Matters on Joy 94.9. It's Family Matters, and that was Kids by Robbie Williams and our very own Aussie, Kylie Minogue.
And Robbie's still going. He's still rapping away.
Are these new materials even... It's his best stuff, I reckon. It is Family Matters, and we love when people get in contact with us, and you can by simply texting in 0427-JOY-949, or you can email onair@joy.org.au, or you can even phone Mushin at the desk.
You can.
1300-JOY-949.
His name might actually come up tonight. We might even drag him in the studio. You might actually want to just call and speak to him.
He has been Mushin at the desk for a long time, but now he's no longer Mushin at the desk. He's doing a lot more.
He is doing it.
Also, social media is Family Matters 94, and Facebook is Family Matters on Joy. Instagram, I love Instagram.
Joy it at Family Matters.
Do you know it takes me an hour to do my hair before every Instagram shoot?
I think because we're both, yeah.
We've got the same hairstyle. Joy Family Matters.
You'll find us anywhere, and you can catch up on our podcast all the time. Just go to Joy, just type Family. As we've always said, if you type Family Matters and if you type Joy and avoid everything with Steve Urkel, you are going to find us. That's pretty easy.
Anyway, our edition of tonight is about family, and it's about coinciding with Star Observer's recent edition of We Are Family. We're speaking with Matthew Wade and his twin sister, Renee, who, as I mentioned before, live in the rainbow community, as do we.
Siblings. Imagine having, I mean, I kind of look at this and go, I've come from a very big Greek family, but I've only got one sibling, one older sister.
Yep.
I'm probably the only gay in my Greek family village here in Australia. I mean, the ones in Greece haven't obviously come out to me, but it would have been so cool having a queer sibling.
Yeah, me too.
How many siblings have you got?
I've got two older brothers.
Yeah.
Who couldn't be more straighter than anything else.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're the tradies of the family. I'm the youngest one. And they actually say research says the younger the sibling is, the more chances
identifying as LGBTI. Is that true?
Well, I'm the baby of the family.
Okay, so am I. So there you go. That's 100% strike rate right there.
Right there. Did you come out to your brothers at the same time or... Like,
no,
how did you?
I actually don't
especially
remember.
Especially when they're as straight as a tack.
Yeah, I don't remember telling my middle brother ever. I think he may have just caught wind of it down the track. I'm not sure. But my oldest brother, I remember I was a bit of a, probably a generational gap here, Gina. Yeah. But I actually texted my brother and his wife at the time to tell him that I was gay.
Oh.
Yeah.
And did you get an emoji back? Happy, sad? What was the text?
The text, I wish I could find it. I have to dig up an old phone, but it was very supportive. It was very supportive. And I always found that everybody I told that I was gay, there was another weight off the shoulders. But for somebody so close, I have so close to my older brother, that getting a nice, warm, supportive message, and my brother's not the sort of one that you'd think, he'll be fine with it. No, he'll be fine with you being gay. He'll be fine. I was always sort of kind of worried about that. So when I got that message back, that was big for me.
Could you see, you know when you send a text and you can see them writing, you get the little beep, beep, little heartbeats. Like, did you end up getting that?
From a few people I did.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that was scary, yeah.
And so you're kind of waiting.
I remember sometimes I used to text, like my brother or something, I'd text and it'll like sit on the message for ages and then press send and then like leave my phone and walk away. But my brother and his wife got married on Hamilton Island and... they were trying to really set me up with the girl that I brought as a friend up there.
Your beard?
Yes.
Yes, I've been a beard for gay boys before.
My brother's bucks party was like, you got to get with her. You got to get with her. You got to get with her. And I was like, oh, I was seeing my first boyfriend at the time as well. I was really upset. But we got back from Hamilton Island and my brother's wife said to my brother Daniel, I think David might be gay.
Mm.
And my brother's response was he can't be gay. He likes footy.
Oh,
he can't be.
There you go. And that's why we love Chicks Talking Footy here at Joy 94.9 because, my God, they are, well, they're breaking that stereotype.
Ooh.
Absolutely break. In fact, those girls tomorrow, they're off to meet the governor.
They are too.
They are off to meet the governor. Oh, we'll get back to them in
a sec. We'll get back to that anyway. But they are now 8 o'clock Wednesdays for 60 minutes, would you believe?
Fantastic. Yeah. So your sister-in-law knew.
Yeah, yep.
And then, so when did you send, is this the same group you sent the text to?
I remember sending a group message to my brother and his wife together.
Yeah.
The middle one, I think middle one, I'm not as close, well, I love my middle brother, but not as close as what I am with my oldest brother. So I think he just found out down the track.
Ah.
But I remember coming back from my nephew's birthday party and it was a road trip. So I took him up to the country and taking him back. And I remember him making a comment to me. He's like, David, you know what? I don't actually mind you being gay, but can you not kiss any guys around me?
Oh.
And I remember shooting back straight away. I was like, I was driving at the time, and I sort of tilted my head to the passenger side. I said, Chris, I'll kiss whoever I want, whenever I want, and wherever you are. And also, I don't actually appreciate you kissing your girlfriend in front of me, by the way, as well.
Good on you. And how did you take that?
It was like, whoa.
No. Oh. And now do you just like to take selfies of you kissing boys and send them picture messages?
Actually, that's what I should do.
Well, you seem to like text as the form of coming out. I didn't have mobile phones when I was coming out.
Tell us
I didn't have the internet. I couldn't text.
Now, you've got one sibling.
I've got one older sister.
How did you tell your sister that, you know what, a little bit of a lesbian?
I like a bit of Katie. No, I don't. No, she's fine. I couldn't send a text message. I did it face-to-face. I was a teenager. Well, I was late. I was almost, you know, on my pee plates. And I don't know why I felt the need to have to tell her, but of course I wanted to tell her because I love my sister. And it's a huge weight on your shoulders when you are the only gay in the Doncaster village. And when you do live in a suburb like Doncaster, there is no public transport. You kind of rely on a big sister who's got a car. And I don't know, there was one night I thought, no, I'm going to do it. I'm going to tell her. And I remember going into her bedroom and... all of a sudden she started getting changed, like she started undressing and I'm like, no, can you stop doing that? I felt like it would, I don't know, that she'd be uncomfortable once she knew that she'd undressed. I mean, it's my sister.
Yeah,
really,
I can say, yeah, I can understand that.
And I remember telling her, stop, don't get undressed. And I think I started crying and she's like, oh my God, what's wrong? And I did that whole
Did you think you were pregnant or something?
Well, actually, when I made a guess, that was her first guess. I said, and she's like, are you pregnant? And I'm like, I'm not going to use the expletive, but I made it very clear.
You voted Liberal.
Well, no. She went straight for the, are you pregnant? And I think my immediate reaction of not even bloody close, her second guess was correct. And, she kind of said the words. She said, are you gay? And And I kind of, you know, broke down and, yeah, she got the answer right clearly. And she was so cool. Aww. Like she gave me a big hug. Thankfully she was dressed at this stage. And she's like, you're just like Madonna.
I'm not seeing the resemblance here.
Not exactly.
I look in the mirror and see a bit more Madonna in me than I'd see Madonna in you.
It's the hair. It's absolutely the hair. But I was so impressed with how good my sister was at coming up. You know, after that, she would take me out, make sure I was safe. So she would lie to my parents with me that we were going out to a straight nightclub, and she'd drop me off to gay clubs and then pick me
and
up
later.
And
you've now transitioned from being gay, and in the last 12 months, I know your goal is to be super gay, and you're doing that super gay. So well.
Too well.
Coming up is Maddie Wade and Renee Wade, twin siblings in the rainbow community. You're listening to Family Matters on Joy 94.9.
There's more from the Family Matters team in just a moment on Joy 94.9.
Are you going to stop singing, Tom, or not? It's Family Matters on Joy 94.9. Text in. We love a good text. We love a good little, you know, pick me up on a Thursday night.
Yeah.
0427 Joy 949 or email us on air at joy.org.au, or you can phone Mushin at the desk, 1300-JOY-949. We've got to quickly thank Stand Up Straight as well for their lovely hour between 7 and 8.
And with Charlie Cooper tonight.
Yeah, Charlie Cooper from Headspace.
Fabulous guest to have on.
But our guest tonight from the... Oh!
What does that remind us of?
From the Informer, the legend. From the Star Observer, senior journalist and acting editor Matthew Wade, welcome.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
And twin sibling Renee as well. How are you?
Good. Thanks for having me tonight.
How do you feel about being, you know, Maddie's, you know, and Maddie's all this and all this, and then and Renee? I feel like you're the show, though.
Well, exactly. That's
they're trying
right.
to make you feel better. They're trying to make me feel better because they know that really I'm the dud one of the two of us. So I understand.
Exactly. And it is Renee's radio debut, unlike Maddie, who we know from that sting earlier that we heard from the Informer. We know him from many kind of little joy spots. But welcome, Renee.
Thank you.
You're in good hands. You're in very good hands, I assure you.
Now, Renee, you're recently engaged to your girlfriend. Now, I love a good proposal story. Can you tell us about your proposal? Or did she propose to you?
No, I proposed. Oh. I got to take credit where credit's due.
Good girl. Good girl.
So my partner and I have been together for almost, 7 years now, which is crazy to say.
In lesbian years, that's like 70.
It is. That's total commitment
that's
right
huge.
There.
Huge.
Yeah.
Huge.
Yeah, I proposed to her back in February, not Valentine's Day. I wasn't
good.
Cliche, don't
Thank
worry.
You. I think people do that so they don't forget the date.
True.
Birthdays, Valentine's Day and Christmas. Yeah. But anyway.
I tried to surprise her with a bath bomb with a ring inside. She got home from work and I'd planned this whole big romantic thing with candles and, you know, run the bath for her and all of that. She got home from work where she said, I'll have a shower later. I'm sitting there thinking, oh, gosh, are you sure you don't want to go in the bathroom now?
You stink. You need to
wash. Yeah, go, please. So it took a good, 25 minutes, half an hour, and I was just sitting there the whole time thinking, oh, my gosh, this is so awkward. And then, finally she decided to go in. I proposed. I was very... awkward, and then she started crying and I started crying, and it was nice.
She said yes after
yes.
Oh, very good. That's,
what a relief.
And did it come out of the bath bomb?
Yes.
So did she have to wait for the fizzle to kind of go, look, there's something I need to tell you. Can you just splash that water out? And all of a sudden,
No, it was pretty quick, thank God. Otherwise that could have been a little bit more awkward, waiting
delayed.
Even longer, but no.
Well, on behalf of Family Matters, we congratulate you and your partner.
Thank you.
Very exciting.
Now, Maddie, how is it like having a queer sibling or queer twin as well?
Well, currently I think it's incredible. I mean, it's probably shifted since I was a teenager or since we were teenagers, but at the moment I love it. I think, I'm aware that we're very privileged in that respect because a lot of people don't necessarily have that support network either within or outside of their family. But the fact that we actually have someone within our biological immediate family that not only understand each other's experience, but we also have each other to support if need be, I think is incredible.
Can I ask, who's the older twin.
I am by 9 minutes, but you know what, Gina? Who's counting? That's all, you know.
You, obviously.
Is that an important question between twins? Who's the who came out first?
I think it is a bit. I mean, I haven't forgotten the answer. That's the thing. You know? I'm like, I know, it's nine minutes. Yep. But no, yeah. So I'm aware a lot of people are very... Yeah, we're very privileged in that sense because some people don't have that support network. But I think it's really awesome. I think it's very neat.
Well, I know, Matthew, for those of us who know you as friends on Facebook, you've been posting some pictures of yourself when you were younger.
Yeah.
Let's just say those 9 minutes you got, I bet you were coming out of the womb with spirit fingers. Yeah. You were so gay.
I was like, very gay, yeah. The thing is, Oh, sorry.
I'm loving those posts you've been putting up. They're highly entertaining.
I was basically scavenging through an old memory box, and some of the gems I found in there were incredible. So the photos I posted, just to give people a bit of a visual, were basically me wearing like these like neon-colored clothes. One of them was like almost like a clown suit with like pink, and I had my hands out doing my little spirit fingers dance. They were actually legitimately spirit fingers. And yeah, I just thought, you know what? I'm humble. I'm going to put these up on Facebook just so people can see, like, I've kept it real from day one. So obviously
everybody loves a good dress up when you're young and whatever else. It's just being fun. But Matthew, when did you realize that you were gay?
Oh, well, actually, I can pinpoint when I first, I guess, had some sort of inkling that I was same-sex attracted. And this is going to embarrass me, but I'm going to say it anyway.
Good boy.
It was watching the music video for Ricky Martin's song, Livin' La Vida Loca. Because there's one little scene in there where he's out on the street, go dancing in the rain. I think that's the lyrics or something like that. Sorry, Ricky, if I got it wrong. I was too mesmerized.
Big listener.
But I just remember there's a bit where there's rain coming down on his shirt. And things right now, nowadays, I don't feel anything for that. But at the time, I was like, even if I didn't register it as like attraction, I just remember feeling something. So that was probably when I first realized. When was that? Like, that was 90s, somewhere in the 90s?
I think so. God, I've got a feeling that coming out story is a generic one because I think a lot of people would have realized during that music video.
Yeah, that's true.
So out of you two, who came out first?
I came out first. I think I was about 16. Matt was closer to 18, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So in that two-year period...
And that was that coming out to each other or coming out to mum and dad or
to family, to friends? Family? Yeah.
Did you send a text like Dave the chicken or did you actually kind of over? No, you're not a chicken, Dave. Good on you. Sorry, Renee. Was it over the dinner table? Christmas lunch?
Oh, that would have gone down well. No, I think one day I kind of, because I was in a relationship at the time, I just thought, you know what? It's kind of got to that point where I need to tell them, otherwise they're going to start wondering. So I just kind of did the awkward, hey, mum, dad, I need to have a chat with you. And then, went from there.
And that's the thing. I think the fact that we're twins makes a difference because the thing is you couldn't really hide it. The thing, like if we were different ages and we weren't at school together, maybe I may have never known. But the fact that we were the same age, in the same year level, at the same high school, going through most of the same classes, like it was pretty apparent, I guess, what was going on. So I feel like the fact that we're twins meant that you couldn't really, I guess, hide something like that, at least from myself or from potential.
So did you know and ask Renee or did Renee kind of tell you or you kind of just go, yeah, I get it?
I think it was the latter because I remember, she was spending a lot of time with this person and I remember feeling at the time like, yeah, I'm pretty sure, like I'm not, I mean, I was pretty naive generally in life, but I was like, I'm pretty sure this is what's going on. And I don't think you ever actually formally came out, so to speak, to me personally, but I just know that I just kind of clicked, I clued in, I was like, oh, yeah, that must be what's going on.
I've got so many more questions more about this, but we ask it in a sec. You're listening to Family Matters on Joy 94.9. Family Matters on Thursday night, my favourite hour of radio, and probably everybody else's, to be honest,
Should
Gina.
Be.
Yeah. Now, we are talking with Matthew Wade, a familiar voice on Joy 94.9, but also he does some fantastic work with Star Observer and his twin sibling, Renee, as well, who's told us about her recent engagement, which we're excited about. Question to you, Maddie. So obviously Renee has come out to the family and friends 2 years before you did. In that 2 years, did that make it a lot easier for you to come out?
I'd probably say maybe the reverse, and this isn't to implicate Renee at all, but I think it was just because I personally felt, and I felt at the time too, I think for gay men as teenagers, it's a lot harder. It can be harder to be visibly queer or be visibly gay and out there. So I guess being from a kind of relatively country town in Geelong, and it was a kind of conservative-ish high school, there weren't really many role models, so to speak, who I could be like, yep, look at all these openly queer people that are accepted in my community. Instead, I actually was met with quite a bit of homophobia, particularly in high school. And so I guess when Renee came out, and I'm assuming at the time mum and dad were relatively cool with it, I still was anxious because I was like, well, you know, there's already one kind of queer person in the family. If I now come out as well, maybe it'll just be, it might actually be received negatively. And that's not any kind of perception of my parents because they're lovely. It was just more that I was worried that, I guess, you know, double queerness might be a bit too much going on for our town, for our family, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I can totally understand it. So on the flip side as well, in the 2 years leading up to Matt coming out after you, you would have had some sort of suspicion that Maddie could have been gay.
Just an inkling.
Did you at any stage unintentionally offer support to Matthew, even though Matthew may have not seen what you were doing?
To be honest, probably not, unfortunately. I think I thought once I came out that Matt would just kind of follow as well. So I probably didn't actually offer as much support as I probably should have at the time.
Because we actually
still 16 and and brave coming out.
And in hindsight, would you have liked to have come out together at the same day?
On our birthday, we'd be like, oh, you know. Yeah.
9 minutes apart.
Yeah, you could have come out nine minutes apart.
Oh, my God, we could have timed it. No, I think just, like, honestly, we actually probably fought when we were younger a bit more. Well, we don't really now anymore, but when we were younger. And, Renee, I think you were mentioning, you know, you think that may have stemmed a little bit from the fact that we both weren't open and fully comfortable with ourselves, at least earlier on in high school. So, yeah, in terms of that support, it probably was absent, not absent maybe mentally, but just generally, because, yeah, we're probably both struggling in some sense or another with our sexuality. So it wasn't until after the fact that then we could kind of support each other and be there for each other.
Now, if you've got a question for Maddie or Renee, you can text in on 0427JOY949 or you can email onair@joy.org.au. How did your parents take it?
Renee?
And also your wider family too.
Mum and Dad were amazing, actually. You know, obviously they were quite shocked when I came out. But yeah, they handled it so well. And I'm thankful for that all of the time, because I could, you know, I hear so many, you know, negative stories, and I just feel so thankful that I've had such a great support from a young age.
Matt, did you see your parents' reaction to Renee coming out? Were you there?
I actually didn't. And that's the thing, like, because to me, I don't think it was actually ever formally announced to me. I just kind of was, I just kind of got the vibe given she had a girlfriend at the time.
Yeah.
But interestingly, my parents were great with me as well, but it was a bit different, only because in light of what I was saying about, you know, these spirit finger photos, I feel it was very obvious that I was gay. But when I came out to my parents, they thought I was joking, like sincerely. And I was like, yeah, what I said, I was like, why do you think I'm joking? Like, obviously this is real. I mean, what about, and not to be stereotypical, I was like, what about the music I listen to and this kind of stuff? And I remember Dad was like, oh, you know, I just thought, you know, you like to listen to, you know, the Pussycat Dolls because you like to look at the women or whatever. And I'm like,
that's a good point. Yeah.
That is not the reason that I was listening to Nicole Scherzinger belt out Don't You, okay? And so, yeah, and I remember Mum also saying, oh, you know, at the time, she was like, oh, just, you know, as long as you don't, you know, go something about marching, you know, out at the Mardi Gras and like all that kind of stuff. But that was different. I think it was because at the time, they actually sincerely were surprised that I was coming out at the time. But they are great.
Now, you've got a older sibling, older sister?
Yeah.
Straight. How is she?
Is she?
Yeah, she's the minority, yeah. Oh. Stephanie.
How's she come out as straight? How has she been as a support for both of you two?
Renee?
Steph, again, has been amazing throughout the whole experience. You know, at the time, I think Steph was living over in the US for a couple of years. Okay. So she wasn't there kind of towards the start of everything. But, you know, as soon as she got back and she was just been, again, amazing. So, yeah.
Has she ever felt like the odd one out, do you reckon? Like,
probably.
Do you feel like you need to kind of be mindful of her heterosexuality and make her feel inclusive, like take her to see a straight movie? I know that's really hard to find.
I would probably say the opposite, because I tend to throw straight people under the bus all the time. Like, I'm like, oh, God, heteros again. Like, that kind of, yeah. So I'm sorry, Steph. Like, we love you. But, yeah, I probably throw them under the bus more than I should.
Well, I'm sure she can take it.
A shout out to Steph from Family Guy. Can you share any stories of sort of major support to each other? Has there been a time sort of after?
Because as twins, you know, you're meant to feel when each other cuts or hurts themselves or dream the same. Isn't that how twins, you're all kind of freaky like
it's
that?
It's interesting because, like, there have been times I feel like where that's something similar, something like that's happened, I guess, independent of sexuality. But I do feel like because kind of we've gone through life together in a sense, you know, this at the same stages of our lives, like adolescence and school and then post-school and all that kind of stuff, I've obviously felt like an inextricable link between the two of us. And so when, you know, she's kind of progressed with her current partner, well, fiance, you know, in their relationship and obviously having, you know, loving and all this kind of stuff, it's made me kind of feel supported even by extension, just because I'm like, it's amazing that, you know, I've got this sibling who, yeah, is very comfortable in her same-sex relationship, and it makes me feel open to be the same. Yes.
That's so cool.
It is really cool. I'm just trying to think about my brother. It'd be great to have a queer sibling. It really would be.
Look, I'll even take a cousin. I've got lots of them. Nick. No, quite seriously. I'll take any, like.
Nell, what about taste in movies? Just a little bit off topic, but do you ever say, like, movie taste or taste in TV, radio, music, Pussycat Doll songs?
I think a little bit. Like, I think because we grew up watching some of the same stuff, like, we both really like horror movies, I think. And some of the music as well, we like as well, similar music. Although Renee did go through a bit of an emo phase in high school, which I was not a part of.
We won't mention that too much.
Yes, but we've had our different kind of, like, we have different tastes, but I think we've kind of, some of it's been the same just because we've grown up with similar stuff.
Well, Renee, I can highly recommend Emo the Musical, which is actually a good plug for our rainbow families to go. It opens, I think, early May, and there is a gorgeous little gay subplot in that. Good little rainbow family film to go see. So it's all about emos and music and conversion therapy and all that sort of stuff, but it's actually rather entertaining.
Could you imagine Spirit Fingers as an emo, though? Like,
It wasn't me. I know.
But I reckon Maddie could pull it off, I reckon.
No, I was watching musicals and listening to Mariah Carey and, yeah. But, So
you came out when you were 16, Renee, and Matt, you were about 18. Mm-hmm. So you've then entered into that legal age of attending gay venues, because mm-hmm. nobody attends them when they're underage. Of course not.
Gina.
That's what we kind of had back then. It was a very long time ago. So you're 18. You've both got licenses, I assume. You're able to vote. You're able to go to. And back then, most of the socialising in the gay spaces, we didn't have minus 18 that long ago, would have been in gay venues. Did you ever run into each other in gay spaces?
Well, it's interesting because I went out quite a lot back in the day, but I feel like, and correct me if I'm, you can totally correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel like Renee maybe didn't as much. I feel like we kind of navigated our identities a bit differently to each other. So whereas me, like even nowadays, like micro identity is so central to who I am, like, and there's no right or wrong way to experience your identity, but I guess it's been so central to everything I do in my identity. Whereas Renee, I feel like, you know, it's obviously part of your identity, but it's not in the same way, like where, you know, you're out at the event, all the events and going clubbing and stuff. It's just, you know, different personalities, I guess. Would you agree?
Yeah, I think so. And back again, back in Geelong, the lack of LGBT venues
that's also true.
Is also another part of it as well.
When did you both move to Melbourne? Because you're both based in Melbourne now, aren't you?
Yeah, I did it straight after high school because I was going to Melbourne Uni and it was just easier to be closer. When did you?
I, from Geelong, I moved up to Queensland in another kind of rural area, so that wasn't too inclusive either. I've only just recently come back to Melbourne within the last couple of years, but yeah, it's a big difference compared to up there for sure.
We do have heaps more questions for Matthew and Renee. I'm sure you do as well, Gina.
We certainly do.
The very lovely producer. You're listening to Family Matters on Joy 94.9.
You're listening to Family Matters with any combination of Gina, Adrian, Michelle, David and Beck. Joy 94.9. The kids are all right. As for our presenters, Family Matters, Joy 94.9.
Radiothon is coming.
Family Matters
needs to stay on air. Text... We might not get renewed. No, who knows? Text in 0427 joy 949 or email us on air at joy.org.au or phone Mushin at the desk 1300 joy 949. Social media as well, Gina. You're doing a great job there, posting all the photos and tweets. And
we're on Twitter or on Facebook or on Instagram. You can email us. You can listen to our podcast. You can do all that.
Twitter is Family Matters 94. Facebook is facebook.com/. Family Matters on Joy, and our Instagram is Joy Family Matters. And you can also subscribe on iTunes and search for Joy Family Matters.
Apparently, you can rate us.
I rate us 6 out of 5.
There you go.
That's what I did.
Well done, you.
But then again, I love myself. But if you don't love yourself, no one else will.
Brotherly love for you, for your brothers.
Yep.
Even though you came out by text to them. I'd love to know what the text was when you came out.
Yeah.
Was there a smiley face? Was there, you know, the tears? Was there?
I can't remember. I really can't. I wish I could.
I wish I had all that technology yeah. when I had to come out to
my best friend, who's just like a brother to me, he found out 2 years prior to me telling him.
But how?
Well, we're at this nightclub one night and...
You read all your sent texts. So no, go.
His phone was out of battery and he was trying to chase this girl and try and get this girl down to the nightclub. And he's like, Dave, can I borrow your mobile? Can I borrow your mobile? And I'm like, oh, and I was seeing my first boyfriend at the time. And I was like, I don't want to hand my phone over, but I have to. So I handed it over. And then as I was like really drunk and whatever else on the dance floor, whatever else, my boyfriend texted in saying, you looked really cute last night. Oh. And then he sort of figured out who was sending it, checked him up on Facebook and thought, yeah, I'm getting the hint here.
Did he confront, he just waited for you to tell him?
Yeah, he did. Yeah, for 2 whole years.
Wow.
Yeah. And so many people asked him over these 2 years, is David gay? Is David gay? And he said, well, I don't know. He hasn't told me. And if, what's the difference?
See technology.
Yeah.
See what it did? Whereas I had to tell my best friend of all my life, face to face, just like my sister, but I took her out to a public place to do it, Pancake Parlour, who is the sponsor of Chicks Talking Footy, actually.
Yum-o.
Yum-o.
I love a short stack.
Triple stack, actually. I took her, I thought I'd do it in a public place. And yeah, tears again. The public place didn't help with the tears. I wish there was a text message I could have sent.
Love your work, Gina.
Anyway.
Now we are joined with special guests Matthew and Renee Wade, twin siblings. I haven't got that out well all night, but you both live within the rainbow community. You both grew up in Geelong.
So a bit outside of Geelong, like we're kind of a smaller town outside, about 40 minutes outside of Geelong.
Okay, and how was it growing up there and also identifying as gay?
I guess for me, yeah, it was a little bit oppressive. Like, I mean, it was nice. Like, family was great, and I obviously made some really great friends there, but I guess the school in particular was relatively homogenous. Like, you know, it wasn't very racially diverse. There were little to no openly queer people, if at all. And the mentality was very much about, like, you know, fitting very stereotypical gender roles. So the guys in my class were very, you know, macho,
jocks,
quote-unquote jocks, yeah, masculine, yeah, all that kind of stuff. So I guess if you didn't fit that very specific mold, you were ostracized. And I guess, yeah, I copped to quite a bit of that.
Renee, did you, I mean, you've grown up together in the same classes, in the same school. Did you ever hear anything directed towards your brother in that sort of space?
Unfortunately, yes.
Yeah.
Even like thinking back to early days, even year seven, unfortunately, like, you know, being in the same classes and all kind of knowing the same people, unfortunately, I did hear a lot of negative comments about Matt.
And were they the sort of typical, stereotypical comments young kids make in bullying each other?
Mm-hmm, yeah. The typical, you know, faggot and that kind of thing,
that's
unfortunately.
My favorite one,
yeah.
But much like Mariah Carey said in her 2003 album Charm Bracelet, I made it through the rain. So, yeah, well, we both did. I mean, Renee, I'm not sure. Did you cop some of that at high school? I mean, I think it's probably
did
different.
Did you hear any in towards? I think.
I don't think I did.
As a girl, I know I felt very invisible at high school. Like, I could cover it a bit more.
In terms of sexuality, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, Renee, well, I'm not to dismiss that if it was different, but what was it like? I mean, did you.
Within high school, I think other than myself, there were about three other known lesbians.
Oh, wow.
Which was, I thought was great
awesome.
At the time, yeah. But
yeah.
Hearing a lot of negative comments about them, not even necessarily about myself, then I automatically think, okay, well, yeah, obviously you're not.
I know my audience. You kind of pick it really quickly. Absolutely. Now, Matt, we are really excited about this gorgeous edition of Star Observer.
So excited.
Beautiful cover. Beautiful cover photo. Some faces we do recognise, and if you'd like to call and speak to one of them on 1300-JOY-949, you can.
Pushing at the desk.
He's minding the desk right now. Can you tell us a little bit about, because you've gone and interviewed siblings, and coming from your own experience as someone with a sibling from the rainbow family. What were some of the stories you were hearing? Were there some similarities? Were any that really surprised you?
Not necessarily surprised me as much, but it was really heartening. Like, and I kind of anticipated that already, but I thought, yeah, obviously having a queer sibling provided a lot of the impetus behind doing the article.
Mm.
But I thought it'd be just great to get some sort of cross-section of, you know, lesbian sisters, gay brothers, you know, trans siblings, just to see what it was like kind of to have that support network within your own family. So, yeah, I spoke to a number of different siblings, and there's some really nice stories. Like, one of the sets of siblings, Kiri and Remy, you know, one of them identifies as a lesbian and the other identifies as a trans guy. And it was kind of interesting how one of them was obviously going along a journey of discovering their gender identity while the other one was with their sexuality. But when they discovered each other's identities or respective identities, they just support each other so much. It was incredible. Like, they'd go out to queer events together because Kiri, the lesbian, was already quite comfortable with her sexuality. So when Remy then started to transition, you know, Kiri would take Remy along to, you know, Midsummer and all these other kind of stuff to meet people and that kind of thing. And I thought that was really, really lovely because it kind of, you know, having someone that can kind of take you under their wing and make sure that, you know, you're exposed to the, you know, the right people to make you feel comfortable and stuff in the community. I thought it was really, really lovely. And even outside of that, you know, two of the sisters I spoke to, Lucy and Rosie, they are not only each other's rock, but they also co-founded Project Rocket, which is like a national anti-bullying initiative. And it's been going for like 10 years, but I think that's incredible. Like, there's two queer sisters, you know, have actually had that much of a drive and a passion for the community that they've created this incredible national initiative together, you know, as siblings and as queer people. And it was heartening because speaking to them both at the same time, all these siblings, and hearing them kind of talk about how each other has, you know, really helped them in their journey in some way or another, I think it's really lovely. And it just kind of, I'm super aware of how privileged in many ways we are to have that, because not a lot of people don't, but it is a sweet thing to hear.
And now also, Renee, have you proposed the question, where are you in this edition?
I didn't get asked, unfortunately, so that's awkward.
That's all right. We brought you in for an interview.
Yeah, I was the journalist. I couldn't. I had to be objective, so I couldn't put us into it. I'm sorry.
Now, also, Star Observer this edition, if you turn it to the back, it's just some exciting new Joy logo as well.
Yes.
Nice. You know, when I was growing up, orange and purple, exactly like this Joy logo, were my two favourite colours.
Are they?
So I think I've envisioned this logo. And it's out loud and proud, just like all of us in the room in our community.
And even Mama Mish features a little article in this one as well.
Thing. I really like
total family
issue. This issue, I really wanted it to be kind of Melbourne-centric because often it kind of focuses or slants a little bit more towards Sydney. So I thought all the people in the sibling article are Melbourne-based. You know, having Joy on the back cover, which is obviously a strong, even though it's not necessarily exclusively Melbourne, it is based in Melbourne. I think it was nice to have that on the back. So, yeah, I just repping Melbourne this month.
It is. It is a gorgeous issue. And I think one thing majority of our community can actually probably relate to is that often we have to create our own families. We have to create our own communities because some of us are ostracized or separated. And, you know, whether it's people coming out really late, separating from partners, having to deal with older people losing their kids, younger people losing their parents, we're so used to creating and forming families. So to see these siblings telling their stories, and you kind of look at it and go, wow, that would be so cool. Mm. Did any share any similarities of parents? Like, were all the parents kind of cool in the stories that were shown? Or
not all of them.
No?
So I know particularly for Mushin and Jasmine, I mean, their parents aren't or weren't fully on board. Mm. But I guess that's where the importance or value in having a sibling that identifies where that lies, because, you know, you might, even Renee and myself, I mean, you know, there might be people in our extended family who may be not fully on board. Well, there may be. But the point is, like, the fact is, regardless, having someone in your immediate family that is, like, it goes a long way. But even despite the fact that these people have siblings, what they actually unanimously said was that you still do make your own family when you're queer as well, because you may have that biological familial support, but, you know, you make friends in the community, or you just make friends who also just support you. They don't even have to be queer. It's people that support you for who you are, your identity, and that's kind of like the family you create. I mean, would you agree, Renee?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Now, a few last questions. So, Maddie, you're obviously now seeing somebody in the last sort of past year. Any chance of double dating?
We kind of did. We actually, this is a good one. Are you ready for this one?
Yes, please.
So we went on a double date and we went, well, actually, we didn't all do it, but myself and you or Mushin, I can't remember, but we had the experience for the very cheap and affordable price of $4, the experience of being buried alive.
What?
So the four of us went on a bit of a double date we went and played mini golf. But at the mini golf place, you can also pay for the experience to literally lie in a coffin and Get Buried Alive.
Now, and if balls now, flung at you? Or
no,
like,
no, that's not. No.
Now, if you want to double date one of the Wades, please bring a shuffle. also, Maddie Wade, where can people grab an edition of the Star Observer?
So it's distributed nationally. Depending on your base, you can check our website out and find out where it's distributed. But if you're Melbourne based like myself, all over the place, Joy's a great place to pick it up from.
Yes.
But,
I've got my own copy right here, signed by himself as well, Matthew Wade. Renee, when's the big day? Is there any dates planned for the big day? For the wedding?
No, we haven't kind of come that far. We've got the important things like decor and stuff like
But
not a date yet, no.
And does twin brother get to be in the bridal party? Like, do you do, like, do you go that? Because Greeks, I wore a dress for my sister. That was the last time I wore it and I'll never do it again. Is Matt going to wear a dress for your...
We'll see how he plays his cards.
Maybe I should pull out my baby, like the clothes I was wearing in those photos.
Oh,
like
God, no.
No. Okay, all right, maybe not.
You can't have all the attention, Matt.
I know.
There's a reason Facebook wasn't around when that fashion was, and it's...
For a good reason, I think.
Yeah, I think for a good reason.
Well, it's been an absolute pleasure having you two in the studio.
We're not going to kick him out. Let's just keep him until we get the bears on.
Actually, no, I've been eyed off. We've got to kick him out.
Oh, okay.
Twin siblings that live in the Rainbow community. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much.
You're listening to Family Matters on Joy 94.9 with Dave and Gina. Family Matters on Joy 94.9. Such a pleasure to have Matthew Wade and Renee Wade in. Oh, so have I.
And it was Renee's radio debut, so good on you, Renee. You don't need a cover of
And I must
Star
make
Observer.
An apology. If anybody tuned in to listen to the Matthew Wade the cricketer, sorry to disappoint you. But also, talking of sports, you want to give our girls on a Wednesday night a bit of a plug.
Look, I'm quite seriously a huge, huge fan of Chicks Talking Footy. We've had Fiona, who was pregnant when she... on Family Matters, talking about the pregnancy. She's since had a beautiful bubba. Mm. But Al Beck is part of Chicks Talking Footy as well. Bree, like the girls are absolutely fantastic. And I'm someone who, unfortunately, was not a big fan of football. And it was because I felt really excluded from the sport and from learning to love that game because it just was not for me because it was made very clear it was not made for me.
Yep.
The girls have really made me fall in love with a game that I was scared of, and they do an awesome job each week. I highly recommend people check in on their podcast. How they covered the women's league was just
exceptional.
It was like Chicks Talking Footy were made to cover the women's league, but now they're talking about the men's league, and I, someone who never liked footy, is now tuning in every Wednesday night for an hour to listen to the girls. They're just so entertaining. Huge
and
fan. Please check out Chicks
One
Talking
of the
Footy.
Chicks Beck, who's also familiar on Family Matters, her and I are joining together to co-host a trivia night, a fundraiser for proudtoplay.com.au. That's with a two instead of two. But we have more details on our Twitter feed and Facebook about that. That's coming up in late May.
It's Idaho Hobbit.
Yep.
Is the trivia night that they're doing. And I know I've got tickets and I've got an awesome team together. And we're going to crush it, David.
Yeah, well, try your best. But speaking of the best bears in town.
Oh, we're so excited. Our bears are coming up next. Woof, woof, grr.
We like a beard.
And they're like our brothers. And that's the thing. We do, we've had siblings in, but Joy, I know for us, is this is my Thursday night family. So we are very good at creating our families. So it is lovely to hear the siblings.
So we will pass on to our extended family because family matters and the woods we love. Woof,
too much.
Woof, 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 woof.
Grr. Have fun, boys.
Good night.
Good night.
Family Matters, brought to you by Joy sponsor, Nichols Family Lawyers. Family law advice for the LGBTI community you can trust. Nicholslaw.com.au.
You've been listening to Joy 94.9's Family Matters podcast, your light-hearted look at parenthood and rainbow families, sponsored by Berry Street. Did you know that Berry Street seeks members of our LGBTI communities to become foster carers? Not only do they have a proud tradition of training and embracing LGBTIQ carers, they officially support marriage equality. Learn more now at berrystreet.org.au, a proud Joy sponsor for over 5 years.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024.
go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.